An aspiring filmmaker walked into a club in Washington, D.C., carrying a videotape of his documentary for a public screening. That premiere took place 30 years ago, and the film would go on to become somewhat of a cult classic. It's called Heavy Metal Parking Lot. And if that doesn't exactly ring a bell, NPR's Tom Cole is here to ring that bell for you.
It's just 16 and a half minutes long, just fans and staff outside the Capitol Center Arena in Largo, Maryland, before a concert by two metal bands, Dokken and Judas Priest, in May of 1986. And yet it went viral before viral was a thing. One fan would make a copy of a video and give it to a friend who would do the same thing, until it spread literally around the world.
Nobody could have imagined that it would have taken on the life that it has, certainly us.
That's one of the filmmakers, Jeff Krulik. And what he and his partner John Hine could not have imagined was that over the course of 30 years, their little documentary would become the subject of websites, mural, and mainstream press coverage in The New Yorker, GQ, Spin, and Premiere.
And it's funny, all of these magazines, they all say, you know, this is a really iconic film, but they describe it in totally different ways.
Laura Schnitger is an ethnomusicologist and an acting curator at the University of Maryland, where an exhibition devoted to the 30th anniversary of Heavy Metal Parking Lot is on display into next year. Back in 1986, John Hine and Jeff Krulik were aspiring filmmakers in their 20s, looking for a story.
I had heard the radio ads, right. So right. We knew it was a metal show. We kind of knew what we were getting into, or hoping to get into.
They paid for parking, and with gear borrowed from the cable access studio where Krulik worked, started shooting.
Where'd you come from tonight?
Reston,
Virginia.
Mayberry, USA.
Yeah. They like heavy metal down there?
Yeah, buddy.
They had no plan and no list of questions.
We didn't have a clue about how to do this the right way, but I think for what it was the right way.
Krulik and Hine captured something, a moment in time in a particular place, suburban Maryland, and a culture, says Laura Schnitger.
For anyone who wants to understand what a heavy metal crowd looked like, when heavy metal was at its peak popularity in the 1980s, this is the perfect document of that point in musical history. It's just a great snapshot of fandom.
Ian Hill, I'm a former bass player. I'm inspiration, you're an inspiration of mine.
That was a slip of the tongue, a drunken slip of the tongue, because I was a fellow bass player.
Back then, Zev Zalman Ludwig, ZZ as he likes to be called, was flipping pizzas during the day and playing bass in rock bands at night. Today, he builds and repairs instruments, violins, violas, and cellos.
This probably needs new strings, this one.
Ludwig says tailgating before concerts was half the fun.
And so we would all kind of get the word out to our friends, hey, meet us before the concert. You know, we'd go there a couple hours beforehand. And there's a whole feeling when you get around people for that same thing in common, all about the music and just about having fun.
But Ludwig admits the fun was sometimes fueled by drugs and alcohol, and the teens in Heavy Metal Parking Lot are primed. Jeff Krulik rejects any suggestion the documentary is making fun of them.
Neither one of us ever set out to do that, you know? I mean, there's manipulation involved. You're editing it. You know, you're getting right to the most entertaining, you know, content, especially if that was our agenda, was to make an entertaining 15-minute video.
Heavy Metal Parking Lot was shown at the American Film Institute and other venues, but Krulik says the documentary eventually seemed to run its course.
We kind of had stopped screening it in 1990 for a variety of reasons, but mainly because we couldn't force our friends to sit through another public screening of it.
2 years later, a friend was moving to California and asked for some copies to take with him. One eventually made its way to a Los Angeles store called Mondo Video A Go-Go.
And they became huge supporters of us, you know, really. And they were essential in helping to spread it around.
When I saw it, I was busting up because what a great idea that they took a camera into a parking lot.
Colonel Rob Schaffner, the title was bestowed by his mentor, filmmaker Russ Meyer, was the proprietor of Mondo Video A Go-Go.
And I started making copies of this thing, and it just started spreading on the underground like a plague.
Heavy Metal Parking Lot wound up on Nirvana's tour bus. And Krulik says the organic way it spread from fan to fan on physical videotapes had a lot to do with its enduring appeal. but the parking lot it immortalized is long gone.
I'm completely lost.
The Cap Center, as everyone called it, was demolished in 2002 to make way for a shopping center with its own parking lots.
That's the last muscle car in the parking lot at the Cap Center. It's the ghost of Heavy Metal parking lot.
Those ghosts still walk the earth, and John Hine and Jeff Krulik are eager to conjure them whenever they can. Tom Cole, NPR News.
Let's rock, okay?